بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد snoring when sleeping Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to snore while sleeping. Note, the snore used to be just loud enough for people to know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has fallen off to sleep. It was not the common disturbing snore. Lying on one's back, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once he entered the masjid and found Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam lying on his back with one leg placed across the other. Lying on one's stomach is detested. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw a person sleeping whilst lying on his stomach. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed the person that Allah ta'ala dislikes that posture. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam walked by him whilst he was lying on his stomach. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam tapped him with his blessed Mubarak foot and said, "O Junaydib, this is the posture of the people of Jahannam." Sayyidina Tahfa ibn Qais Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports from his father that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam once found him sleeping in the masjid whilst on his stomach. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stirred him with his Mubarak foot and said, "This is a posture that Allah ta'ala does not love," or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah ta'ala hates. There are four postures of sleeping. On one's back, this is the posture of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. They contemplate over the creation of Allah Ta'ala whilst relaxing in this state. On the right side, it is rewarding to sleep in this posture as it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The ulama and righteous people generally sleep in this posture. On one's left side, this is generally the posture of kings and those who indulge in luxuries. On one stomach, this is the posture of shaitan and of the inmates of hell. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.